There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code, I clumsily tried to make something to fight ISIS and carry around in my car if the need arises. And then they went out and designed it and just made it that much better. They did it themselves. It's called the Contact Series. You can check that out at tacticalholsters.com. Latest news is that there is no shooter, no victims, and that's 18 minutes of my life I'll never get back talking about it. So we're just going to move on to some good stuff, shall we? Within the NRA has realized that the perception that most gun owners are old, fat, white guys is a bad one to have. So they've reached out, and they've got quite the stable of commentators out there, quite a few of which are represented by females. Yes, the fastest growing segment of gun owners in the United States today. And just out of nowhere, seemingly out of nowhere, my next guest sort of popped up on the radar, and she's just like everywhere now. And that's sort of cool to go from nowhere to everywhere. I like that. I like that a lot. So joining us now for the first time ever, is Tatiana Whitlock. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How are things in Maine now that you're about to become the seventh constitutional carry state?
Oh, we are very excited about that, and we're very thrilled that winter is finally over. It's been about the past week that it seems like summer has actually decided to arrive, so we're thrilled about that. And now, it does seem like we're going to continue in the 2A momentum and go constitutional carry.
Yeah, it's headed for your governor's desk, isn't it? You are a late bloomer when it comes to the whole gun thing. You started getting into guns and looked at it for the first time in 2011.
That's correct.
What brought That's you correct. To it? What was the deal? What made you think, well, guns? What was the genesis?
It's kind of a funny story. It wasn't something that I would have come to, I think, of my own. Doing. I had just had my second child. They're 16 months apart. At the time, I was working with the family business full-time and then had a business of my own that I was working on the side and a young family. And because I was doing so much, I think, business work and just diving into family, my now ex-husband and good friend mentioned that I should really get a hobby. So when you're standing in the middle of the kitchen with two screaming infants and dinner boiling over and someone tells you to get a hobby, you kind of scratch your head and go, really?
Mm.
Really? So gave it some thought, and it was kind of that blank check to go out and look at that life bucket list and say, what's on there that I could actually turn into something that becomes part of my lifestyle, more than just, you know, once in a while get together with the girls kind of thing. Skydiving's right on that list, but that's not really a hobby, you know, for many people. But shooting was on the list. And as a young teenager, I'd done a little bit of bird hunting with my dad and brothers. You know, I had a 410, and that was the only gun I had ever fired, a partridge and pheasant and, you know, sea ducks. So I signed up for a Women on Target clinic in the local area and showed up, took that eight-hour class, and was completely hooked. That was all I needed to know. In that very, very rudimentary very basic introduction to firearms, I knew that I had found something that I was really excited about. And it has snowballed ever since.
Now, you are sort of like what I would look at as the prototypical woman that you would look at and say, you know, I can teach you Bruce Lee's method and Muhammad Ali's method and some other methods, and you're never going to be able to fight physically with me on an even keel. However, if you pick up a gun, you may very well do that. You've segued from a beginner to an instructor now, and you're a commentator. When people look at you, when people look at you, does the fact of what you are, who you are, and what you're saying, does that sort of drive a point home? I advocate for women to carry guns all the time, and I think that's sort of, I think it's, it doesn't nearly carry the weight that you carry, if that's grammatically correct.
You know, it's interesting. I have almost as many male students as I have female students. My teaching is primarily private instruction and small private groups. There's just no way to really compete with the small local businesses that are providing basic NRA classes. What the call in my small community is in northern New England is for that one-on-one, this is what I'm really interested in, focused attention and instruction. And that has been doing very, very well. And I'm finding that regardless of male or female, the fact that my storyline is one that's based on how can I really use this in my life, not so much I can do this ridiculously fast speed reload, tactical ninja flips, Hondo rolls, and come out like shooting a 10 ring every time, which is fantastic and important to be able to do, That's not the reason that I go to the range. The reason I go to the range resonates far more with the people that I know, especially with new gun owners who are coming into firearms. Not because they want to be Olympic-grade shooters. That's not the aspiration. The aspiration is to put that gun to use if you had to in a moment of very high stress, perhaps very emotionally taxing experience, to be able to take care of the people you love and to protect yourself. And that story is gender-neutral, and the firearm itself is gender-neutral. So for me, it's my ability to communicate that message and instruct people how to safely think, solve problems, and if the gun's the tool that needs to be what is used to solve the problem, to do it appropriately.
What is your what is your carrier weapon of choice? Now I'm hoping that I've seen you with some guns, and I'm hoping that you're carrying one particular type. But tell me what you carry on a daily basis.
I carry a Nighthawk Custom P4 1911 9mm. Why? Because I love it.
Okay.
I love it. It's a beautiful gun. It's the nicest gun I own for pistols.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I can successfully conceal it. So part of my enjoyment of carrying that gun, not only is it incredibly reliable, beautiful to shoot, I can be very accurate with it, and I've put the time in to train with it to carry it from concealed and a concealed position and put it to work from that position. But you know what? I kind of like thumbing my nose at the fact that so many women are told they just can't conceal a big gun. So I enjoy carrying it just because I can.
Well, I mean, now you're up in Maine. I'm sure Maine, if I were to go up there and open a fleece shop, I may not corner the market, but I'm going to be in business just about 365 days out of the year. Are you able to conceal it just because of the way you have to dress there? I mean, I'm sure you've traveled a little bit. Is that your carry gun everywhere you go?
Everywhere that I'm legally able to carry, that is the gun that I carry. I'm also carrying some of the Glock, you know, the 43, that I'm starting to really enjoy that one. But for me, I like to carry the biggest gun that I can get away with carrying, the gun that has the most capacity. But again, I will carry a bodyguard Smith & Wesson if that's all I can get away with, meaning wearing more formal wear or business attire that doesn't allow me just a little bit more drape in my attire. And if that's what I can wear, great, I'm going to carry an extra mag too.
One of the challenges for women is the art of concealment, isn't it? And the fact that you do it with is the Nighthawk, is it a 5-inch barrel?
Yes.
So it's a full size, full deal 1911, just a 9mm.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's funny, again, I find these conversations are interesting because most women are told that we have a challenge carrying concealed, that it's harder for us to carry concealed.
And no, I think you guys are actually quite ingenious when it comes to that. I think you're pretty good. Can you hang on through the break? Hang on through the break for me. Hang on through the break. My guest this hour, Tatiana Whitlock. This is delightful. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Whether it's the DC-3 series, the Scorpion line, the Contact series, or just their original offerings that came, what, 3, 4, 5 years ago? I don't remember when they... All lifetime warranty. All indestructible. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, for the first time ever, is Tatiana Whitlock. Tatiana, now, do you have something we need to plug? I mean, your school that you teach at, or are you just out there being Tatiana right now?
I'm just out there being Tatiana right now, but I do also have a three-dimensional target company, ID Target Systems, and those are three-dimensional human replica targets. They are head to torso, true to human dimensions, and they are training aids. They take a lot of the artificiality out of training with flat pieces of paper or cut-out pieces of cardboard with square scoring zones and circular scoring zones, and actually force you to find shot placements in critical areas on a dimensional human shape and realistic graphic.
I guess, well, I mean, that's not your public side, though. All of a sudden, you came to the attention of the NRA, and they've had you making video for them.
That's true. I've been doing some work with them for their women's network. Did a little bit of work 2 years ago with them now, and that's led down the path to some fun stuff with Panteo Productions. And for this coming season, I believe it's season 7 or 8 of Trigger Time TV, in accompaniment with Steve Fisher of Central Concept.
So you're working with Fernanda Coelho and Troy Gallant now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I beg both of those guys to work for me.
Cameraman.
I beg them, and they never work with me. But you just pop up, and there you are. But I understand. Now, with the series, now would you characterize what you're doing as being a quick study, or do you think that it's just it's not so much the subject matter, but the way somebody applies themselves to it? I sort of take it for granted. You know, I started learning to shoot for my grandfather when I was 12, and then I went in the military, and that sort of augmented things. And I competed for a while, and so, you know, the learning curve for me, I just sort of take it as, like I said, you know, just sort of I take it for granted. For somebody like you, in the build up to, you know, going from just getting into it for the first time ever 4 years ago to being with Panteo in an which series is it? I can't remember which series they do. Troy Gallant, you know, he's pretty. Are you the only female right now at Trigger Time?
No, there are a number of others, and I believe there is hope and plan to grow the lineup.
Should,
have other female should. Instructors.
I think that's. I'll probably call Troy today and say, "Good show, old man." But this. I look at the females that are picking up guns. The trend now is young, urban, and female for new gun owners. I look at this as the salvation of the Second Amendment simply because, you know, right now we're involved in this. Does it ever, for somebody like you, do you ever get out there and say, you know, I need to be an advocate? I don't necessarily need to be an instructor or a video star. I need to be an advocate. I can see you later on down the road maybe making that segue.
It's entirely possible. I can't rule anything out. At the moment, my focus has been on the education side of the house, both sharing what I've learned and growing my own knowledge base and skill set. That's been my focus. And it's been a natural progression from being a student who dove into the deep end to being the one that's communicating the ideas. And that I recognize that path and that journey to get here was rather quick. But at the same time, over the past couple of years, I've put in an almost ridiculous amount of time traveling and training and spending time downrange. By no means would I consider myself an expert, more of a absolutely dedicated student and somebody who doesn't have any intention of stopping training for my own benefit. I see a lot of instructors in the industry doing what they do very, very well, but they don't continue the commitment to maintain their own skills and actually go learn from their peers.
Right.
And their peers, mentors, and teachers. And that's what I love to do. You know, that's my passion, is getting out there and learning. And being able to share that and communicate that with my peer base, my community of new female mothers and young women, women who are looking to bring firearms into their life for whatever reason, but it tends to be more so for personal protection and self-defense. That leads down an interesting path to, okay, well, I'm comfortable with this equipment now, and maybe I'll give hunting a try. So these women who'd never picked up a gun or considered it, I had two students last week who were, one of which was very, very nervous, very anti-gun up until a couple months ago. Now she's all completely gung-ho, ready to buy her own equipment, her own gear, set up plenty of training for the next year, and she's curious and would be interested in going hunting this fall. So it's amazing how you tip that first domino and how things just progress from there.
Well, I think women probably look at it more as a as an overall thing versus men. You know, with there's a lot of guys, I believe the hunters of Wisconsin and one other state, if you combine them, that's the fifth largest army in the world. But a lot of those hunters don't do what you do. They don't train the way you train. And I think probably most of those hunters are male. Women, on the other hand, I think look at things and they say, huh, well, this is cool. Hey, look at that. This is sort of like this, but this is different, and I'd like to try that too. Is that what you're finding?
That is what I'm finding, and it is a funny comparison. In Maine, we have quite a bit. We have a very healthy hunting community, part of our state's heritage and something that isn't going anywhere anytime soon, but it has had a bit of a lull, and we are now seeing more youth and more women participating and coming into hunting and the outdoor sportsman art, if you will, for the first time over the past 5-6 years. And the difference is, me being new to hunting, this past year was my first year actually going out and doing, you know, hunting for something more than a pheasant. So I did go on a bear hunt, a couple turkey hunts, which is awesome, and look forward to this season's deer hunting. But for my instructors, for my teachers, the main professional guides who took me out and taught me how to do this stuff, for them to look at my gun handling skills, for them to see how I handle the firearm, how I move through dense spaces and around other people with firearms, is a little bit foreign looking to them. And yet, after they, you know, stop scratching their head, I see them mirroring those same types of movements because they're intended to keep you safe at all times in and around other people.
Right.
To keep the gun from getting hung up on things that it shouldn't. And there's an additional level of awareness because of the training that I've done, specifically in shoot house and force on force, where you have the firearm out and you are maneuvering in tight spaces with people very close to you. So that muzzle awareness in and around other bodies becomes very important. And also how to get the gun most efficiently from its ready position to on target. And that looks a little bit different than, you know, my buddy who's got his rifle across his lap, and I'm actually more at a indoor ready with it.
Yeah.
So those types of things are where that crossover looks different and looks a little bit funny, but...
Hang on for me.
There's a lot of logic to it.
There you go. Hang on for me. We'll be right back, my guest this hour, Tatiana Whitlock, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code, the only kind of holster I run. And there's a reason for that. That's because I can mount a G-Code holster anywhere, on any surface, with the RTI transition system. You can, too. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock from, well, she's just out there being Tatiana Whitlock. Although I'm being badgered in the chat room, apparently, did you go out there and take a class with Steve Fisher?
Yes, I did.
Now, I'm being told that your backup gun on a bear hunt is a Nighthawk 6-inch 10mm.
Yes, indeed.
It is.
Have you ever been on a ground blind where there's a mama bear with her cubs circling you? I'm happy to have that.
Well, I can only imagine. I would really like to see you. Now, what did you say you are, 4'11"?
No. Give me a little more credit than that. No,
okay, I thought I heard you say that. You are diminutive, though. I mean, it's not like you're a Hulk.
No, that's true. I think petite would work. That's a good one.
Yeah. Petite. So I'd like to see you standing beside Steve Fisher, who they call Yeti. That would have to be quite humorous.
It is kind of a comical. It is. There's a couple of pictures online, if you Google me, from, I think, the very first carving class I ever took when he was back at Magpul. And,
yeah.
It's comical.
And I imagine your 10 millimeter looks probably bigger than Steve's.
Yeah.
Or does he even carry that?
I think he carries his 10 mil, but now that the gauntlet's been thrown down, I'm sure we'll probably see pictures of him with one.
I think we need to. But with him, we'll never be able to tell because he's just that big, you know, he's just a big dude, which I like. But I like Steve Fisher because Steve Fisher is a normal-sized man. I'm tired of seeing the... I don't even know how old he is, but he's I'm getting up there in age, and it's nice to see just a normal, hardcore man, a man's man. You know, you'll never see him putting on a 38 regular sport coat. I like that.
Uh-huh, agreed.
I like that. Anyway, now you have, now I've seen pictures of you. You have segued into carbines and other things, and obviously 6-inch, 10-millimeter 1911s when you're bear hunting. What do you think about the carbine? I mean, how long has it been since you picked that up? Is it everything and all that in a bag of chips for you? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I started with pistol, jumped fairly quickly into carbine, but the first real carbine class of any merit that I took was with Steve, actually, out in Colorado about 2.5 years ago.
Right.
And that was fantastic because, of course, his curriculum and his philosophy is very no BS, no frills. Work the gun, take care of what you need to take care of, feed the gun, solve your problems, move on. And that type of no frills, no BS, no excess extra just because it looks cool, was that message works for me. And the way to handle the gun safely, that works for me. It's more about thinking and solving problems than it is about doing, you know, technically cool-looking, like ninja-fied stuff. So that philosophy and that type of instructor is whom I have pursued in my teaching. So I worked with Steve, I've worked with Pat Rogers, John Chapman, and there's a list of others that I hope to work with in the next couple of years, too, along those same philosophies.
See, now this is a good object lesson because Pat Rogers, that's a very storied instructor there. He may actually be older than I am. I'm not sure. Steve, you know, Steve has been everywhere. He's done lots of different things. You're not intimidated by that, and I suspect anybody that goes to one of their classes would find that same sort of acceptance. And do you think sometimes for some students that spend some time looking at what goes on in the gun world and they see a Steve Fisher or Pat Rogers, when they finally go and meet them, it's like, can they actually learn if they think they're in front of Elvis?
They get over the Elvis pretty quickly because no matter who you are in any of those classes, you are treated the same as everybody standing next to you. What's important and what they value is somebody who is willing to learn, overcome their mistakes, figure out what they did wrong, and do it right the next time.
Right.
That is what is valued. A quality student is what is valued. Not what kind of gear you come with, not how much you ooh and all, if their celebrity status, that means nothing. They're there to cultivate individuals who can do what they do safely and well. And from that perspective, I mean, you've got incredible instructors because of that. They'll tell you and they'll share ridiculous, amazing, terrifying stories from their careers and past. But it's really not an entertainment experience.
Right.
They're there to learn. And they're there to give you the information.
I'm being told in the chat room, Steve is saying he does have two 10-millimeter 1911s, so there. Anyway,
one on each hip next time.
Okay. I think now for you as a student who has your own particular brand nowadays as it's expanding when you go to these classes and everything, are you allowed to learn? I mean, or do you have people wanting to congregate? Tatiana, tell us about yourself. What are you wearing today? What kind of? Because for some reason, a lot of people will look at a shooter that gains any degree of fame and really want to emulate them to a degree that it's not disturbing, but it can take away from you if you're trying to learn something.
I haven't had that experience yet. Most of the time, if somebody wants to have a conversation, it's a sidebar after or after class hours or on a break. That's not, I do not fortunately yet command that kind of, oh my gosh, it's Chris Costa, celebrity craze. The fun stuff for me is to go to the NRA show, for example, and have people come up and shake my hand and say they saw the video or they saw my new energy video and that they got their wife shooting and she's right over here and she'd love to meet me. That's just fun. That makes it really awesome to be in the public eye. But again, that's not my motivation for doing it. And every now and then it can get a little awkward, but I'm very happy that I can still somewhat fly under the radar.
Yeah, I don't think that'll last very long. I've seen some that come in and flame out. I was, for some reason there was on YouTube, there was this momentary sensation called Josie the Outlaw. Okay. And Josie the Outlaw got out there and made 15 videos and then vanished. She had a big, I mean, for just those 15 videos, she had a gigantic following, and a lot of people, hey, you ought to get Josie the Outlaw, you know, nowhere to be found, don't know where she went. So most of them don't, most don't flame out quite like that. But you, on the other hand, you're not there in, your end is not media, your end is instruction. So I don't think you're going to flame out. I think you'll remain. Because one, and it's like they're saying in the chat room, you're sort of a natural ambassador for it, sort of the way you lay it out there. As far as shooting, I think that's a really splendid idea. In the remaining time, what have you got in the remaining time for, before we go to the last break, what have you got coming up in the near future where somebody might be able to hang out with Tatiana and you know, draw on that wisdom?
Well, this coming year is going to be pretty fun. There's going to be a number of venues. I've been teaching primarily in Maine. Been working with A Girl and a Gun, working with them at their national conference. I was honored to be their keynote speaker this past year, which was fantastic, and was able to work with about 180 of the 350 women in attendance. So I will be doing that again this coming year in 2016, and working with certain chapters of A Girl and a Gun and Well-Armed Woman nationally to come out and do teaching and instruction packages for chapters across the country. That's something that's new, and I'm very honored to be invited out there to do those. You can also find me probably with some more Sentinel classes, some classes with Pat Rogers. Give them a call, and they may or may not tell you if I'm going to be there, but you're welcome to come on out and learn from these great people. If I pop in, that'd be awesome. I'm always hopefully going to be at SHOT Show at NRAM, of course, because of the NRA connection there. And then there's always the website, TatianaWhitnock.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Hang on for me one more time. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Tatiana Whitlock, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run. The only kind of holster I run. And there's a reason for that. And you, all you have to do is go to the website. You'll figure it out. Tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from everywhere. She's just out there now. Is Tatiana Whitlock. Now, I'm being asked a question in the chat room, and I'm going to ask you this out loud because Steve Fisher's busy answering it. But, there's a listener in here that has a wife that he's trying to send to the shotgun, and he wants to know what you think of shotguns, pump, semi-auto, 2012 gauge, what kind of loads. Is it a viable weapons platform for a woman to learn how to run, to use? Especially absolutely. If she's your size, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. I have a student who's actually more petite than me, and she runs her Remington 870 pump like a man on fire. She's amazing. I find actually that pump shotguns are a fantastic learning tool for women, especially new women shooters, because it forces a posture, a stance, and a level of aggression in the shooting and manipulation of the gun. And in so doing, often eliminates a lot of the hesitation that you see with new pistol shooters, for example. But once I get them into a pump shotgun, that just dissolves. And suddenly that ability to translate that mental focus and that level of not necessarily violent aggression, but just being physical behind the gun allows them to improve their pistol skills and their carbine skills as well. And a pump does that.
For your students, male and female, do you have a lot of beginners coming to you?
I do. I have a lot of beginners coming to me. And they're coming to me because the NRA basic pistol class was great, but they only shot 10 rounds at a paper plate. And what? They recognize that while they have a general understanding of what needs to happen and the business end versus the party end of the gun,
right.
How do you really take that information, how do you really take that tool, and how do you go bring it home? And expect to be able to use it at home if you had to? Or how do you go to the range and practice in a meaningful way that's not burning through ammo? Meaningfully.
Yeah, that's a very important consideration. Now, is it because perhaps of this approachability quotient that is sort of it's sort of an intangible, but I mean, it becomes apparent with somebody as they continue to, maybe if they become successful and everything, which we have to say it, I mean, your arc has been a rapid ascension, and I'm great, stupendous, I think that's great, but do you think part of it has to do with that, the fact that you're just that approachable?
I think so. I can be, I've been told that I can be very intimidating too. But when I'm in the class, particularly as a student, but when I'm teaching and instructing, it is about making people comfortable and not complacent, but comfortable and in a safe environment where their questions and concerns can be answered. So right. I think that's legitimate. Yes, I think approachability is very important in an instructor. You need to make sure that student feels comfortable asking the questions so that their needs are addressed.
Now, from you, right, from coming to Tatiana for first instruction, or how far up the chain do you go as far as the instruction you offer? Do you get into anything intermediate? Do you get into anything advanced with these folks?
Well, define intermediate and advanced.
Fighting pistol class, some sort of defensive pistol class, some sort of any sort of thing where we're getting beyond the basic fundamentals and we're actually getting out there and employing a tactic or two.
I prefer to think of it as problem solving.
Okay.
That's the best way it was explained to me. And the way that I introduce new shooters to firearms and self-defense and the fundamentals of stance, trigger control, sight picture, sight alignment, all of the things that we basic building blocks, I build those into contextual-based training from the first lesson. So we're building in situational awareness and the complete sequence of fire from start to finish. We're having them look for additional problems. We're having them register objects and things happening in the space around them in addition to pulling the trigger. What that tends to do for people right out of the gate is make them that much more aware of the fact that in an engagement or in a deadly force encounter, however you want to describe that moment where the gun has to come out,
right,
that the gun is probably doing work in about 10% of that entire experience. And that you need to be responsible for everything that happens before, during, and after the shots are fired. So I guess the answer to your question is perhaps I'm putting the fundamentals into what some might consider an intermediate framework right out of the gate.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with your verbiage, too, because you're basically describing the same thing I was describing and what I might say. And this is probably a reason, Tatiana, why I'm a radio guy and not an instructor, is, you know, I might be putting some stuff out there that might seem beyond the newcomer's grasp. All right, we're going to talk strategic now. We're going to talk tactics. Now, listen, when you're moving, you got to be quick or you're going to be dead. Do you understand? Dead. I mean dead. Hits matter? Dead. You get out there and say, today we're going to work on solving problems of movement, and we're going to give you the necessary building blocks in order to persevere in a gunfight. Isn't that lovely? And I think that probably is the secret of your success right there, just simply because of your approach. And I think that's, once again, I think that's great. I mean, stupendous. Now, from something like that, a Tatiana Whitlock student, could you conceivably take them with you and go to a Sentinel Concepts class and then be able to hold their own without looking to you quite so much, you know, apprehensively after you've had them under your wing a little bit? Do you think that translates fairly well?
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in the guided meditation, if you want to call it that, of talking someone through every single step that needs to happen while they're doing it and then slowly taking the training wheels off, to the point where I don't have to give the instruction anymore. I can help make small corrections. But their gun handling, their safety, their awareness, their ability to conduct an exercise, be critical of how they, their own performance, self-diagnose, and then make corrections accordingly, that's my goal as an instructor. And I don't see why any of my students wouldn't be really excited to join a class at Sentinel or EAG, for example, and do well in their own right.
Yeah, I do find the gun community as a whole, especially the so-called rock star instructors, very open and very they get past, you know, they, for the student that might be in awe, they sort of dispel that really quick and get them grounded to where they can learn, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that'll be something. I'm trying to get, you know, Steve Fisher, and I'm trying to get him to go in with me on this project where we're going to make conceivable clothing for real men-sized people. And I think we would like to get you to be a spokesmodel of all of these things. Of course, you'll be wearing things that we can that fit us. This might look a little ridiculous, but you know that's anyway. Tatiana Whitlock, I'm going to have to look through the archives. I didn't know that you had hooked up with Fisher and Rogers and all these guys. I got to check out some of the stuff you've done. I mean, I was already impressed. Now I'm more so. And you got Steve Fisher to show up in the chat room, which I don't think he's ever done before. He's been a guest before, but he's never showed up in the chat room. So
there you go.
Maybe what I need to do is also, since you're getting into media now, we need to hook you up and make you a co-host from time to time, or just give you the show.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I would love to co-host. Just let me know then.
I'll just go somewhere else and do something else. I don't need none of this stuff. Thank you very much for joining me today. This has been delightful. We'll do this again. We will do this again. Do not kid yourself.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you, ma'am. Stay safe. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be live. None of this rebroadcast for me. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have the creative minds behind Agency Arms come on and tell you what they do. Tell you what they'll do to the guns that you send them, which primarily it's Glocks. They are going to branch out and do other guns, but right now it's primarily Glocks. And, you know, Glocks being a gun that is carried all the time by lots of people all over the place, almost ubiquitous. It's like the iPhone of guns. This is a good place to start from. That's tomorrow. And Steve Fisher continues to entertain me in the chat room. They have called the all clear, so the incident at the D.C. Naval Yard was not an incident. There was no shooting. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We will do this again in 22 hours, and between now and then, please remember this. This has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.